877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The holidays are meant to be a time of joy and happiness for family and friends in our community. Do yourself, your family, and your community a favor. Remember, safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from Walker Manufacturing Company. In the business world, there are certain companies and individuals that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, such is the case with Walker Manufacturing Company, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614, Walker Manufacturing Company. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning, Sergeant. And here is the start. America is in serious, serious trouble. Suddenly, the federal debt, national debt, reached $1 trillion in 1980. It had taken a period of almost 200 years to go from the inception of our nation to $1 trillion in debt. In 1980. By 1985, we were $2 trillion in debt. Today, we have a debt, a national debt, of almost $15 trillion. And, of course, it's increasing at a phenomenal rate. It's gone up almost $5 trillion since Barack Obama became president, about $4.5 trillion. And there's no end in sight. 42 to 43 cents of every dollar the United States spends is actually borrowed money. We're planning on some sort of a new military exercise over in the Middle East. I believe there's going to be a war there with Iran. Don't know what's going to happen, but right now this is going to be very, very expensive. We've wasted $1 trillion. On an unnecessary war in Afghanistan. After all, we're told they were responsible for the 9/11 attack, and yet, of course, the 9/11 attack, 15 of the 19 terrorists came from Saudi Arabia, directly from Saudi Arabia, and Osama bin Laden's family was Saudi Arabian. So much of what is going on, we really don't understand today. The incidence of cancer is increasing all across America to the point where 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women will develop cancer sometime during the course of their life. We have a war on cancer. We're trying to stop cancer, or are we? Well, with us this morning is Tom Elias, who's written a book on Dr. Brzezinski in Texas, who has a very effective treatment for cancer. He can't cure all cancers, but those he gets are terminal cancers. And his rate of success with all types of cancers is phenomenal, and these are incurable, inoperable cancers that everybody else has given up on. And yet, of course, his treatment has been very, very effective in many of these people, and they have gone well beyond the 5 years that where you ordinarily consider that you have the cancer under good control. And now there's an organized effort to shut down Dr. Brzezinski's treatment. Why would they do that? The medical board? Well, I'm going to let Tom Elias tell you the story of Dr. Brzezinski and his latest trials. And believe me, we know at one time the federal government tried to send Dr. Brzezinski to prison for 300 years. not because his treatment didn't work, not because he wasn't saving lives, but because he was saving lives. Oh, there was an excuse. He was sending medicines across state boundaries without the permission of the federal government. So we're going to send him to prison for 300 years, and had it not been for the support of his patients and an understanding jury, they would have sent him to prison. And his crime was saving people. Well, he defeated the federal government, but of course they will come back. Because basically, in my estimation, there are people in government who do not want an effective treatment for cancer. With that as the background, Tom Elias, who is certainly, he writes political columns in newspapers across California, across the country, but he's also been dedicated to getting Dr. Brzezinski's story out. You pick up the story there, Tom.
Sure. Good morning to you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be with you. The thing to understand about what's going on with Dr. Brzezinski is that the latest effort by the Texas Medical Board to lift his license is part of a long-standing effort to shut him down, just as you said. We need to first tell people, I think, what Dr. Brzezinski's treatment is. And we're talking about peptides. These are substances that occur in the blood of people who don't have cancer problems in profusion, but in about 65% of the cases of people who do have cancer, they have a deficit of these peptides, which are essentially combinations of amino acids that he discovered back in the 1960s when he was still in Poland and just a doctoral student there at that time. Anyway, Dr. Brzezinski operates a clinic out of Houston where he has, for the last 33 years, administered his peptide treatment, which is called antineoplastins, to people with various types of cancer. And he draws about a 65% response rate. And for years, the federal government called him a fraud. That has all turned around, and I can tell you exactly why this effort to close him down occurred at first, but it's sort of become a habit of the government at various levels to try and shut him down. Now that the federal government has essentially called off their dogs, and has recognized his treatment as the most promising thing there is against certain types of brain tumors, lo and behold, the war against Brzezinski continues, this time waged by the Texas Medical Board. The Texas Medical Board wants to lift his license, or is thinking about lifting his license. They've scheduled a hearing for next April, and they're accusing him of treating patients with in a manner that's not according to the standard treatments that that medicine ordinarily offers for cancer, which is essentially chemotherapy and radiation. But the cases that they're accusing him of treating in a non-standard fashion were cases where the standard treatments didn't work and never will work. And he did get decent results in these cases. And there's also, they're accusing him of a technicality, of violating a technicality, in that he has a pharmacy in his clinic from which he dispenses the drugs that he uses on a lot of patients.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Here with Tom Elias.
We Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I'm here at American Freedom Network, I guess, Tom Elias. And Tom was telling us the background of Dr. Brzezinski. Certainly, the treatment that he offers is not the primary treatment for about 35% of cancers, but it is very effective in 65% because there are various types of cancers. And there are certain types of cancer, your leukemias, lymphomas, where the traditional treatment does offer a great deal of help. But certainly in 65% of the tumors, the so-called hard tumors, why, of course, the treatment hasn't gotten much better, really, in the last 50 years. And the cancer rate is as high as ever, and the cancer cure rate is as low as ever. Dr. Brzezinski does offer these people hope, and in many instances, certainly the tumor just goes away, and it no longer plagues them, but now they're out to get Dr. Brzezinski, because he's not treating people the way that customary and usual form of treatment, which in so many instances, leads to death. And then, because he has a pharmacy at his clinic that belongs to him, that dispenses the medication, and he doesn't tell every patient that the pharmacy, which is in the Brzezinski clinic, belongs to Dr. Brzezinski. Go right ahead with the analysis of what's going on, Tom.
Yeah, so what's happening is that essentially the Texas Medical Board is once again, considering whether to lift Dr. Brzezinski's license. They've done this twice before, and they've been defeated both times. But before I tell you about these cases that they're accusing him of using what you might call different treatments in, let's just make this point, that members of the Texas Medical Board, all of them, are appointed by the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, who's running for president, as a strong opponent of government regulation. This man runs for office saying that he wants to clean out the swamp in Washington. He wants to end virtually all regulations coming from Washington. He wants total freedom. And yet the people he's appointing are the strongest opponents there could be of medical freedom. So this man needs to be consistent. He can't have it both ways. He can't be against regulation in Washington and have his appointees and try to shut down the Brzezinski operation in Texas. It's completely inconsistent. And if you want to let him know that that's how you feel about it, you can go to his website at governor.state.tx.us, and you'll find a contact form where you can send him an email and tell him what you think. That's what I recommend doing for the listeners of this program. Now, here are the cases that Dr. Brzezinski is accused of handling in a way that the Texas Medical Board questions. One was a case of a man that had an esteroneuroblastoma. That's a very rare brain tumor that actually sits in the sinus area. Dr. Brzezinski began treating this patient with phenylbutyrate. Phenylbutyrate is the main component of his anti-neoplastin treatments. And phenylbutyrate is approved by the FDA as a drug for a form of childhood anemia. So Dr. Brzezinski was doing what many doctors do and prescribing this drug. He still does this, of course. He prescribes phenylbutyrate. We call it PB for short. But he prescribes PB to people who don't qualify for his clinical trial so that they can get the benefits of his medication without having to jump through all the hoops that government requires for people who go on clinical trials. And in fact, this patient with an esteroneuroblastoma, being treated with just PB, had a 50% reduction in the size of his tumor before he stopped taking the treatment. He stopped taking the treatment, the tumor came back, or began growing again, and he eventually died from it. If he'd stayed on the treatment, we don't really know what might have happened, but there was a lot of progress being made. The second case was a case of lung cancer, where the patient came to Dr. Brzezinski with a terminal case, a life expectancy of no more than 2 years. This patient survived 5.5 years before he finally died. And he also experienced, it was a woman, she also experienced a 50% reduction in the size of the tumor, but after 5 years it began to grow again. The patient needed to go back on the PB, which she had stopped, but she wouldn't do it. And so the tumor continued to grow and she died. But she still lived 5.5 years when with the conventional treatments her life expectancy was only 2. So in both these cases, Dr. Brzezinski got fairly decent results in extending the life of the patients involved using his methods. Now, in the second case involving lung cancer, he wasn't using just the PB. He wasn't using just the components of anti-neoplastins. He was also using some other chemotherapy agents in what's called a targeted gene therapy. So here's what happens there. If you come to Dr. Brzezinski and you're not on one of his clinical trials, you will be given a gene test, a complete human genome test, and you will be, that test will assess which genes are causing the cancer problem, and it will also tell Dr. Brzezinski which approved, FDA-approved drugs might be the most effective for that particular cancer. And those drugs will then be administered to you in, or prescribed for you in combination with his anti-neoplastins or phenylbutyrate. And the combination has proven very effective for a lot of people. For instance, he could not treat lung cancer when he was just using anti-neoplastins, which on his clinical trials are infused into people in a liquid form, because people with lung cancers couldn't handle that much liquid. So, but now, using the phenylbutyrate as capsules, he's able to give them a large amount, and they take it orally, and it doesn't cause pneumonia the way the extra fluid would in people that were taking a lot of the anti-neoplastins. So he's able to have a lot of success against lung cancer, as he did with this one patient. But the thing is that the patient might have lung cancer, and the gene test might tell Dr. Brzezinski that the most effective drug for this particular person is a drug that's been approved not against lung cancer, but against colon cancer. So he will prescribe that drug off-label, which means for a slightly different use than what it was approved for by the FDA. And in fact, that's done by doctors all the time. Most prescriptions written for children, for instance, are off-label because most drugs are not approved for use against children. Altogether, 23% of all prescriptions written in the United States are off-label. So Dr. Brzezinski is being accused of doing something that virtually all doctors do, and they want to lift his license for it. It's absolutely absurd, and that's why I think people need to write to Governor Perry of Texas, who's off campaigning for president all over the country, running against regulation, while his appointees are trying to exert themselves to destroy medical freedom in his own state.
Well, I share your concern, but I really think this is a concerted effort to stop effective treatment for cancer. I mean,
I think you're right.
What other explanation would there be? Because Dr. Brzezinski is curing or at least stopping the growth of cancer in patients that usually when he gets them, they're terminal patients. They're certainly not, they have very little hope. And they approve on his treatment, or at least a significant percentage of them do. With brain cancers, why is there nothing anywhere near as good as he has? And overall, his treatment for prostate cancer or pancreatic cancer, you have the results. Well, what are the results for pancreatic cancer?
As
far as I'm concerned, is a death warrant. 2% of 5-year survival would be optimistic. What is Dr. Brzezinski's result with pancreatic
cancer? Dr. Brzezinski is treating pancreatic cancer in the same gene-targeted manner that I described a little while ago. In other words, if you have pancreatic cancer, you come to him. The first thing that will happen is they'll take a blood sample, and they'll send it off to a lab for this complete gene analysis. And then you'll receive both the phenylbutyrate, and you'll receive some other mild chemotherapeutic agents, not in the kind of quantities or in the types that will cause your hair to fall out and make you nauseated and cause all kinds of repercussions to the treatment itself. You'll receive this in a way that allows you to continue your lifestyle, to live like a regular human being and not somebody that's you won't feel like you're on the verge of death the way you do when you're undergoing chemotherapy and radiation. So he has had some success against pancreatic cancer, but let's just say it's not one of the best. Whereas, as you say, the standard treatments produce about a 2% 5-year survival rate in pancreatic cancer. Dr. Brzezinski is getting about 18%.
I mean, that's phenomenal.
But it's not one of the best ones, because when you look at these brain tumors, which have a 5-year survival rate of about 0.5%, tumors like glioblastomas and brainstem gliomas, Dr. Brzezinski achieves a 5-year survival rate of over 40%. That's about 80 times better than the standard treatment. And he achieves a response rate in 65% of the cases. In other words, the tumor will decrease by at least 50% in the first 6 months that he's treating a patient with his antineoplastins in the cases of these brain tumors like the astrocytomas and the glioblastomas. So for sure, if you have a brain tumor, there's only one place that you should consider going, and that would be to the Brzezinski Clinic down in Houston.
Well, now, the phenylbutyrate, do you have any idea how much he gives for the average individual? And what about metastatic cancers? Can they treat metastatic cancers with a field?
Oh, sure. Almost every case that that comes to Dr. Brzezinski is a metastatic case. In other words, the first thing that has to be determined, and it's usually been determined before the patient gets to Dr. Brzezinski, other doctors will have done a diagnosis that shows what the origin of the cancer was. And the origin of it's the original cancer, not the tumors, you know, that have spread to other parts of the body, that determine what kind of treatment you should get. Yeah, almost everybody that comes to him has had cancer metastasis, which means the cancer has spread from its original point to other parts of the body. All the success rates that we talk about are with patients that have had metastatic cancer.
Okay, fine. So I think it's important that people understand that there are treatments, but they're not widely accepted. Everything has been done to discourage them. Are other doctors using Dr. Brzezinski's funobutyrate and his antineoplastins?
Not in the United States, but doctors in Japan and certain parts of Europe are using it. But again, the regulatory authorities in those countries generally follow the lead of the Food and Drug Administration in the United States. Now, the Food and Drug Administration in the United States spent about 30 years, well, not quite 30, call it 25 years, fighting Dr. Brzezinski, putting him on trial with a potential 300-year jail term, as you said. And now they've come around
to
recognize
him. Hold that thought, Tom. Be back at this moment. If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So, yep, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I see. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,000, a special $1,000 small business incentive, plus special consumer cash offers up to $5,700. On top of all that, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is the low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts, glory, Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $500,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by 11/30/11. For more information about the on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, as we stand here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Tom Elias, and his book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, is very important. We carry the book. We actually have a four-tape set on Dr. Brzezinski, his treatments, interviews with him, and Tom Elias and others who, of course, have had treatments or family members of their family have had treatments. Again, our number 877-254-7524. And who's calling in? Somebody's calling in?
Mary. Hello. My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hello,
good. How
Mary.
Are you? I heard you at the last Stealing of the Mind, which was so outstanding. You were outstanding. The whole program was. I want to thank you for your program and ask again if he would repeat the governor.state.us, the web address to contact Perry, and also what else we can do to support this fine scientist who's saving people with cancer.
Tom, go ahead.
Well, the web address, this is the governor's website in Texas, is governor, written out, not just G-O-V, but governor, the whole word, governor.state.tx.us. If you go there, you will very quickly find a contact form. You fill out the form with your contact information, and you write a message to the governor.
Okay.
And, I don't know how many of these he'll personally see, but I do know that even the President of the United States gets a list every day of that tells him a tally every day that tells him how many letters and calls he got about any particular subject and what the general sentiment of the people was. So if a lot of people write in to Governor Perry and tell him to have his medical board lay off, then he'll know that that's a pretty widespread sentiment, and he'll know that people are seeing there's a real contradiction between his public positions against regulations and what his people in Texas are actually doing. He can't have it both ways. It's
right, and I
want to
ask you also, if there is a test that others can have just to see what cancers might be up ahead for them, is that genome test that they give, Dr. Brzezinski gives those people who have already come down with cancer, can that be indicative of possible problems for others?
No, I don't think so. This is a test that shows which genes have become faulty. And, I don't think that it's something that's advisable for healthy people to do. I mean, you can do it. There's no harm in it. It's just... all it involves is taking a blood sample, just as if you're getting a regular blood test, which most people do as part of a physical exam. But it's just an expense that you don't really need. It won't really tell you anything useful.
Okay, and is there anything else we can do to support Dr. Stan? Dr. Brzezinski.
Well, you can call him Dr. Stan. He doesn't mind that a bit. In fact, they both don't mind, neither one of them.
Okay.
The main thing you can do is tell people about this.
Okay.
You can, if you wanted to write him for, just to indicate that you support him, his email address is srb@brzezinskiclinic.com. Short of having patients come to him that have problematic cancers that the standard treatments don't take care of, there's really not much that the public can do.
Is there any way they could write to the medical board there in Texas?
Well, you can write to the governor of Texas and tell him to call off the medical board.
Okay.
Remember, every member of the Texas medical board is appointed by the governor. They serve at the pleasure of the governor. That's Rick Perry. He can call them off anytime he wants. All he has to do is say, you lay off Brzezinski or you're gone. And they will lay off Brzezinski right away.
Okay, well, thank you very much for covering this very important issue.
Well, thank you for your call, Mary. I appreciate it.
Yes, bye.
All right, telephone number again, 877-254-7524. Who do we have? We have somebody else.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who is this?
My name is Jan. I'm calling from Longmont, Colorado. And my daughter was diagnosed last week with lung cancer that has metastasized throughout her body. Is there some way I can get, should I talk to them? Can I talk to them down at the Brzezinski Clinic?
Yes, you certainly can. Let me give you a phone number here. Just a minute, I'll look it up. The phone number for the Brzezinski Clinic is 713-335-5603. Or there's also an 800 number, toll free, 800-714-7181. And you can call down there if you do call down there and indicate you're interested in getting treated there or having a family member treated there, then the chances are they'll ask you to have medical records sent there so that they can evaluate whether they can help the patients.
Right, right. We have been treated through the University of Colorado, and getting records from there has been like pulling teeth.
Well, it can be that way, but you always have to remember that you own the medical records. The university or the doctors and the clinics do not own the records. They belong to you. So you have the right to go in there and demand the records. And if they won't turn them over to you, they can be sued because those records are your property.
Right. Okay. I'm just pulling at straws because...
Sounds like you're just getting started.
We carry the book, Brzezinski Breakthrough, that Tom wrote. We have a 14th set of interviews on this subject, and we feel very, very strongly about it. And certainly if your daughter has metastatic cancer, the traditional treatments are not effective. So this is something you really should look into. How does Dr. Brzezinski do with metastatic lung cancer? Do you have any idea, Tom?
You know, I don't know the percentages because they change from time to time. As I mentioned before, he's treating the lung cancers now with the combination of the PB capsules, and you might have to take as many as 200 capsules a day, by the way. But they won't have any serious side effects. You'll also be given these other chemotherapeutic agents that are mild chemo that will be targeted for the precise genetic makeup of your daughter in this case. So that, hopefully this can be treated. Now, the success rate against lung cancer as of a few months ago that he was experiencing was in the 20s.
That's
part of
the traditional treatment, that's for sure. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. And please keep us posted about your daughter. We'll be back in just a moment with Tom Elias.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds listeners, support our community by frequenting your locally owned businesses. Small business is the lifeline of our country's business, employing over half the workforce. Remember your local merchant before shopping online or out of town. And help boost the economy, business by business. This community reminder is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For information, call 225-9499. Check in on a senior this holiday season.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm just Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Tom Elias. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. And, Sydney, this is such a tragic situation. I mean, we have a war on cancer. We're trying to stop cancer, or are we? Is there another agenda here, possibly? Does this have to do with finance, competition, or, well, we won't get on into the other possible implications of why the incidence of cancer is increasing and why a doctor who has an effective treatment would be tried with the idea of sending him to prison for 300 years, and his crime was not that his treatment didn't work, but that, of course, he had violated a minor infraction, which was, of course, proven he hadn't. And they spent millions of dollars trying to send him to prison. Why would the federal government do that? Well, that gets into a whole different subject. Tom, what do you think the chances are that Dr. Brzezinski is going to be able to deal with this challenge again? He's certainly been attacked by the state medical board in the past and gotten through that. What about this time?
Well, I think he'll get through this, and I think that it'll never even come to the hearing. I think there's going to be so much public protest about this that Governor Perry will call off his dogs. Because, remember, this medical board, essentially, they're a creature of Governor Rick Perry. He appoints them all. So, you know, if he wants to continue to be hypocritical, well, that's now been exposed. We now know who we're talking about and what he really is when he does this. And if he wants to change that, well, he can do that by calling off his dogs. And I think he will, because he can't afford to be appearing hypocritical in the national context of running for president. Let me just say something about my book, if I can.
Oh, you go ahead, put a plug in for your book.
No, not so much plug in the book. I just want to explain what it is, because you won't find anything about this case in my book. And that's because this case is brand new, and the book has been around for a little while, and therefore, Even the newest edition of the book predates the beginning of this case. And my book has been updated several times. But if you want to know what the Brzezinski treatment is, and you want to know what went on when they tried to put him away for 300 years in the federal trial, and you want to know case histories of how people have done on this treatment, and you want to know exactly what the treatment is chemically with complete chemical descriptions, and you want to know how the federal government has gone after it and tried to destroy this man in every detail, well, that's all in the book. But this, there's no question the Brzezinski story is an ongoing story, and the next update of my book will come when the drug is finally approved, and it's en route to approval. The FDA has changed around completely. Instead of calling Dr. Brzezinski a fraud anymore, they now recognize his drug by giving it orphan designation. They recognize it as the most effective treatment there is against three different types of brain tumors. And Dr. Brzezinski is right now arranging financing for a phase 3 clinical trial where his drug would be tried at probably a dozen hospitals around the world against these types of brain tumors to make sure that his success can be replicated elsewhere. That's the standard way that a drug gets approved. But once that all happens, once the trial is going and once it's completed, that's when two things will happen. First, and far more important, this drug will become a standard treatment for all cancers worldwide. And secondly, I'll do an update on my book. That's a little less important than finding a real treatment for cancer, though, don't you think, Dr. Stan?
Absolutely, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there are treatments. And certainly this treatment has been very effectively suppressed, and doctors really are afraid to do it because they don't want to have to put up with the harassment that Dr. Brzezinski has had. Our number again, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or a comment on this sort of thing. But why would anyone want to send a physician to prison for 300 years who had an effective cancer treatment? And that question, the answer to that question should be self-evident. Well certainly, Tom, well, what are your parting thoughts? We've got about 10 minutes.
The reasons for the initial persecution of Dr. Brzezinski by the FDA had a lot to do with money. There was a pharmaceutical company, and all the details are in the book. There was a pharmaceutical company that stole his patent and wanted to take the drug to market and was working with the FDA and wanted to steal it from Dr. Brzezinski. That's really why they wanted to put him away. But what's going on with the Texas Medical Board is simply jealousy by the rest of the medical establishment. The other cancer docs in Texas really don't want somebody else to be successful when their standard treatments are so unsuccessful. That's a matter of professional jealousy and the fact that they've got billions of dollars invested in these conventional treatments, and they want to keep making that money. And it's a major industry, and this treatment will be much cheaper and much more effective than the standard treatments. And they don't want that to happen, and that's why the Texas Medical Board is going after him right now.
Well, I think that, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that this sort of thing really does go on, and that Dr. Brzezinski is a very courageous individual. He's done a great job. He's helped an awful lot of people. We've talked to some of them, and you really would want to get a copy of Tom's book. It certainly offers hope, and then, of course, it raises a lot of questions. But it will help you to help others who have incurable cancers.
Thank you, Dr.
May
Stan.
Well be treatable and be curable. God bless. Thanks so much, Tom. Talk to you real soon.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and basically we carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. If you haven't read it, it's a well-written book with a lot of great information. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Brzezinski and Tom Elias and a retired military colonel whose son had an operable tumor, and when he was under Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, he was doing well, but the government wanted to kill that little boy. And if you want to hear a heartrending story from a father and how the government did kill his son by depriving him of treatment, and this, I talked to him when he was actually hiding from the government agents who wanted to take his son away so that they could radiate his brain and destroy it, because brain irradiation in a small child lowers the IQ 25% and take an average child and make him an idiot. They know what they're doing. We're dealing with organized evil. And if you doubt this, you need to hear my talk on planned population reduction, or they call it genocide, two separate talks. And then we have a four-tape set. Why do we still have cancer? We have cancer because the war on cancer is as phony as the war in Vietnam or the war in Afghanistan, all contrived, even World War II. And if you have any question about how we were building the weapons for the North Vietnamese, building the weapons for the Germans during the Second World War, you need to, of course, get the material we have, the books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, Trading with the Enemy. We have them all in stock, and it's important that you understand. You understand that we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong all during the Vietnam War. We could have won the war in 6 weeks. I was told that by the American ambassador, Azaleas, William H. Sullivan, and by four-star Marine General Louis Wolfe. We could have won the war in 6 weeks in Vietnam. Instead, we fought a 10-year no-win war, and we lost the war. To kill those boys, it was a military exercise. We're dealing with organized evil, and the same thing holds true with our war on cancer. It's like the war in Vietnam. the war in Afghanistan. Understand what's going on. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. Get the four tape set on Dr. Brzezinski. And understand what's going on. Help us get the material out. Anything we've produced, or you have our permission to reproduce, Unity of My Talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, takes you through all the unnecessary wars and why they're really fought. It's all about bringing about a world government and a new world financial system and destroying Christianity. That's what it's really all about. There's a conspiracy against God. That's why they took God, prayer, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's why the U.S. military installed governments under Sharia law in Afghanistan and Iraq and drove out the Christians. That's why we, one reason to topple the Egyptian government, and now the Coptic Christians there are being raped and slaughtered in Egypt today, thanks to your tax money, American tax dollars. We're, of course, the British involved with that as well. I number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Are you concerned? Are you want to be involved? Or do you want to sit back and do nothing? As loser. Till Monday at the same time, Dr. Stan. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home.